Happy Sunday, and welcome to Enter the Light. I am your host today, Jessica Marie Tatro, and I'm accompanied by my lovely co-hosts, Lynn Bleasdale, Tony Jorgensen, and Linda Irwin. Today, the topic that we're exploring today is about anxiety. We're just kind of exploring the topic of anxiety. I thought it would be a good topic today because a lot of us really can become bombarded, by the energy and, you know, a lot of the anxiety that I think, you know, can strike up in the world or in the environment around us. I've had GAD since I was very little, which is general anxiety disorder. And what I've come to believe is that anxiety, I believe, can be caused by neuroinflammation. And that can be caused by certain foods. This has been, you know, looked at extensively by neuroscientists and within neuropsychology. And I just thought it was really fascinating. I've also tested that theory that with certain foods, I do find that my anxiety will kick up, especially foods, like I would say foods around like dairy, definitely. Caffeine is a huge one. And I think those can kind of be antagonistic foods that can cause neuroinflammation. If not, you know, directly associated with neuroinflammation, I believe other things can be a factor. Like things that I've noticed is, you know, even being an empathic person, you know, being extra sensitive to the environment around you or hypersensitive, you know, to the emotions of others around you and in your environment, I believe, and in the world, I believe, can also be a factor, like a collectively, you know, you can feel the collective energy sometimes of anxiety. And what I've done before that has seemed to really help, because me personally, my energy can get very scattered, meaning like just way out there. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and, you know, I'm extending my energy quite a bit. The work that I do and advocating and for mental health. And, you know, so some of those things, I believe we have to just take a moment. And what works for me is just literally pulling, like taking a hold out front of me, my energy, and pulling it closer to me. That's literally helps me so many different times. Another thing that I like to do if my anxiety is amping up is a simple breath work, which is two breaths in and then one slow, long out breath. And then you just kind of repeat that, and it brings you right back. What it does is it helps to stimulate the amygdala. So there's a lot of research behind that as well. It's really interesting. Another one that really helps for me is, you know, simply just going for a walk outdoors, because again, just getting out and getting in nature can, you know, activate the amygdala as well. Those are some of the things that I've noticed with anxiety, having anxiety myself, kind of going through those experiences. And I wanted to open up the floor to see Tony or Linda, Lynn, what your ideas are on that.
Well, this is Linda. I'll go ahead and jump in. I agree about the energy. I remember a long time ago when I was doing Reiki that I would actually find myself pulling huge strings of anxious, nervous energy out of people. And it actually looked, you could see visible strings and hear them snapping as they were coming out of somebody's shoulders and neck. So yes,
wow.
Clearing yourself is a good thing to do to make sure you, like you said, to take in and then get rid of you know, whatever else, and shield yourself. Exactly. But one of the things that I find with anxiety is the control issue. Do you have control over the situation? Because if you know that you do and something is coming at you, you will feel safe. You will not feel like you're trapped and that, you know, you have no control over something. So always try to think of a place you can go in your mind or physically that is an escape route. Okay, say such and such, you've got to go to a dinner with relatives that you don't want to be around. Do you have an escape route? Can you do like you suggested, go outside, get away from the people for a while if they start arguing and causing issues? And mentally, too, can you do that? If you've got a lot of stuff coming at you over the internet or phone calls, things that you don't want to deal with because they're unpleasant, do you have some place you can set aside and just go meditate and relax and breathe? Because that gives you something to hold on to and gives you a bit of control. I had a lot of stuff happening over the last couple weeks with the weather. I got snowed in, couldn't get my door open. And I thought to myself, well, it's not the worst that could happen. I have food. I have heat. I have electricity. Yes, I can't get out, but I'm okay right where I am right now. And same with the furnace when it went out. I have space heaters. I told myself, if I can't get my furnace back up online, I can live with the space heaters. So if you get something stressful thrown at you out of nowhere, remember that you need to have an escape route so that you feel safe. That's pretty much what I have.
That's a really good point, Linda. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Tony?
Yeah, sure. So I don't know if I never recognized that I had anxiety or really dealt with it when it happened up until this last year. I felt anxious for like the first time ever where I actually, you know, when you were talking about the breaths, Jessica, I had to do that. That really helped. Yeah. I didn't really realize that that's what it was. And it was just something very new to me because I don't know if I just didn't let it happen to me when I was younger. I'm not sure. But so I started recognizing that I had anxiety like this last year in 2023. I always saw my daughter struggle with it. I have one daughter that has a lot of anxiety to the point where she has to blow into a bag sometimes, you know. I've seen her, you know, it almost looks like she's having a stroke or something where her hands go up. And it's just a certain thing where at one point I called 911 because I didn't know what was happening to her. And they were like, it was anxiety, you know. But she's been able to, as she's gotten older, figure it out too by doing the breath work. And also what Linda was saying is that you have to look around and say, why am I anxious? You know, you have to kind of try to shut your brain off, which is really hard to do, especially if you have other things going on, like if you're ADD or, you know, you have bipolar disorder or things like that. It's really hard to, your brain will play tricks on you, I think, you know. It's a hard one. Anxiety is tough. I mean, I think there's just, like you said, there's mechanisms to cope. It never really goes away. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's been 46 years for me, so I mean, you know, it's a symptom, and I believe that they can be controlled by, you know, you can get your symptoms under control in certain ways, but sometimes it doesn't help. You know, especially if you have things like panic attacks, you know, you have to really. Like Linda said, you just kind of look around and figure out why, you know, what's going on. And, you know, even with neuroinflammation, I mean, you know, it's even been said that there's a lot of, like, chemical imbalance there could be, you know, in the brain when it comes to anxiety, such as things like anxiety or paranoia or depression, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yep. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Hard one.
Yeah.
Lynn?
We should, in the chat room, I'm reading Pat's messages here.
Yeah.
And Pat said I can offer a lot. She can offer a lot of help for anxiety, and it's non-prescription. That's very good. I mean, if you have to take prescriptions, then take them. But if you can find them without having to take medication, that's great too. And she says simple supplements have helped her tremendously. And she talks about the vagus nerve, and that is one of the major nerve passages in the body. And so you can look that up and discover what that does. It, I should know more about it. But yeah, that's something I've heard gets plays a large part in that. We should bring Pat on and see what she has to say. But we were just talking about, like, it's really crappy, excuse my French, it's really terribly snowy and awful, and the power keeps going on and off here. And I said to the team, well, at least we're not in a war zone. Not that I'm glad anybody is, but I try to think, you know, what's going on in the world. I get anxious thinking that other people are out there suffering, and that feeling of helplessness. And Pat's just written, she was trying to get some food out to a homeless dog and a man. And that's beautiful, Pat. But wouldn't it be great if nobody was? Like, how do we handle those feelings of helplessness when people are out there suffering in war zones, in bad situations of whatever description? How do we help them? And we can't. Like, I know that I hate, I know it's not good to not be abreast of what's going on, but I also can't stand watching the news these days.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a, yeah, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And I wish to heck people would stop fighting. Oh, it's never solved a thing, and it never will. Big world out there, and I wish I could wave a wand for all of us. And I think I know a lot of our listeners and the team, I know you guys share that feeling. And yeah, it can also, as Linda says, you know, if you don't have control over a situation, you can only control yourself and your own feelings. And actually, do you mind, Tony, if we bring Pat on a little bit? She can talk about how she handled
it. Yeah, go ahead.
I think that would be wonderful. And I really appreciate what Pat has been contributing to the conversation as well. You know, when she talks about the vagus nerve, and that's almost along the lines of, you know, neuroinflammation. And I think it's an overactivation of that vagus nerve. Is Pat here?
Absolutely.
Is she there?
Which one is she? Which number is she, Tony?
I think 203. Try Pat. I think it's 203.
Okay.
Is that Pat?
Hi, that's
me.
I'm Bo in your chat, and I'm Pat. Thanks for bringing me on. I could go on and on with all the things that you brought up. Vagus nerve, literally, if you take your fingers and go from the back of your ear down that big, what is it, muscle, or I don't know what it is, it sticks out, and massage up and down and up and down and up and down. That's one of the exercises or the beginning thing to do to work on the vagus nerve, you know, to help you. And it's interesting. It goes all the way into the stomach. And literally my very first symptom is in the stomach. And then it goes into the heart. This is, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I have no anxiety. But then the stomach, then the heart. And then if it takes hold, I'm in trouble all day for the rest of the day. And, you know, when I finally realized if that vagus nerve is in my stomach, you know, I've been trying to convince therapists for years, I think this is physical, and they don't buy it. But they're beginning to, just like, I mean, I'm so pleased that you were making the comments about, you know, the brain and inflammation. I was also talking to another woman about one medication that was had profound effect on me. 20 minutes, my anxiety was gone, where no other prescription medication ever did that. And it's a simple antihistamine. And my friend said, well, yeah, because, you know, it's inflammation of the brain, and an antihistamine takes that out. So there's so many new things to consider. I became agoraphobic at age 4, four or five, and I've had it my whole life. When I was pregnant, I got my first real physical anxiety attack. And so that's interesting. I was pregnant, hormones. And then, you know, from then on, I've struggled with it. And in the past, and I've had, you know, medical, the psychiatrists that you see for medicine, I've had them say you're whatever, meaning you don't respond to any medication, so it's going to be really hard to deal with you. And, you know, that's not, anyway, so I've been on medication for years, but in the past year or so, I was speaking to a man who travels the world to make his own herbal tinctures, and he said, call this company and get adrenal support. That's what I was looking for. I spoke to the woman at the company, and the more she spoke and asked questions, she said, I want you to try this, and it's a Chinese seed, Sao Zhao Ren. You buy the little teeny tiny seeds. They look like tiny, tiny, tiny lentils. And he gave me the instructions of soaking it and then cooking it up, and I drank maybe two-thirds of a cup that night, and I woke up with 75% less anxiety. Blew me away.
Wow.
I called her back, and she said, yeah, I've been on it for 4 years. And she said, this is going to sound crazy, but horse trainers buy it from us. She said, you know, when, you know, horses are trained to be totally on edge to get in the race and win it. And she said, when they're not racing, they're going out of their minds because they're still on edge. They buy this seed to feed them. So that was my first experience with a supplement that really changed my life. It gave me a start. At least I wasn't battling the anxiety all day long. And then around 4 or 6, it would let up, and I'd go, oh, my God. I'd feed my dog, feed myself, be so happy to eat and comfortable, turn on a movie, and crash. So I was,
right.
I had no life.
Wow.
The second one I found, so, go ahead.
Oh, I was just wondering, what was the name of that supplement you just mentioned?
I'm going to Google it to make sure I get the correct spelling.
Oh, okay.
S-O-A-N, I think, Z-A-O, Ren. S-U-A-N, Z-A-O, R-E-N. Now, if you look this up, you might see Sao Zhao Ren Tang, Sao Zhao Ren something else. All that means is it's in the tincture, it's in the capsule, it's in the seed, that ending word. It's some kind of, I think, plum flower. Now, I did strictly the seeds. They make it, they put it on the market in capsules. I had a therapist that took, you know, the already made stuff, and it worked fine for her. So, you know, you could even go on Amazon and get a bottle of capsules or whatever and try it. It's not an expensive thing. And when I go into the Chinese herb shop to ask for it, the guy goes, oh, yeah, yeah, for sleep. And I said, yeah, but for anxiety. So it does really help for sleep. I've always taken valerian root to help me get back to sleep. The next herb I found, amino acid, is glycine, G-L-Y-C-I-N-E. You Google that. It's an amino acid, but it has amazing effects on so many parts of your body, your heart, blah, blah, blah. But it's known to help anxiety. You have to take 3,000 milligrams of it. That's 3 pills. It sounds like a lot, but it's not. I would take 3 at night before I go to bed. I wake up, the anxiety, a huge, huge chip was taken out of it, like 80%. So
wow.
It gives me the opportunity to function.
Mm-hmm.
You know, occasionally I'd wake up with that, and I'd go back to getting, you know, I don't always do it every night now. The other thing I've found is I would do CBD if I woke up in the middle of the night to get myself back to sleep, because sometimes I'd be so anxious and not wanting to be part of this world. I just wanted to become unconscious again. So I take the CBD oil to help me go back to sleep. I just found one from this company that's specifically for sleep. I bought a small bottle. It takes away the anxiety. And I actually, even though I've had success with anxiety, I know there's an undercurrent It's always, always there, no matter how much better I get. I
yeah.
think the CBD sleep thing is even helping that. And I can,
wow,
if I can say the company, I will. I've been with them for years. And also, if I can tell you the prescription, that's just the antihistamine, I'll give you the name of that, too, for people to look into. The problem with that is it made me sleepy and gain weight, made me always hungry. So I can't stay on that. But I have it in my medicine cabinet for if I hit real, real, real bad anxiety, I'll take a pill and cut it in half and take it before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
Right. So, And what antihistamine do you usually find helpful?
Well, it's called hydroxyzine. Let me Google this to get the right. H-Y-D-R-O. Now, a doctor had me on hydroxyzine for years, and I don't think it did much. So this new medicine therapist said, I'm going to prescribe hydroxyzine, Payamate. And I said, I've been on that. Didn't work. He said, no, you haven't. You've been on hydroxyzine. You have not been on hydroxyzine, Payamate. So it's H-Y-D-R-O-X-Y-Z-I-N-E.
Hmm.
And Payamate, this is really important. P-A-M-O-A-T-E.
Okay.
And he started drawing me chemically why this works and the plain hydroxyzine didn't. That's the one that I went to the pharmacy. I took a capsule and literally 20 minutes later my anxiety was gone. I was blown away. It's wonderful to have on hand rather than like a clonazepam that, you know, you can get addicted to. Just, you know, I mean, to take it if you've got severe anxiety, but also if you get too sleepy or eat too much, to have it on hand when it's a crisis.
Yeah.
So that's
awesome.
That's the one they take to dogs before surgery to calm them down.
Oh.
Yeah, because I might have to try what you suggested because you were talking about the hydroxyzine, and I've been on that before too and noticed it did not work. But what you were talking about, the different form of hydroxyzine, so that's interesting.
Yeah,
I'll have to
right
check that out.
It's used itching by allergies. Yeah. Antihistamine works by blocking a certain natural substance, histamine, that your body makes during an allergic reaction. Maybe use short-term to treat anxiety or to help you feel sleepy, relaxed before and after surgery.
Okay. Wow.
Our friend Jay is in the chat room, and Jay is also recommending GABA, which is gamma-aminobutyric acid, and B12. Yeah, the B vitamins are just beautiful for that sort of thing.
I love that, and it's so true.
Yeah.
I've just started B6 and hope that that's going to help my depression, which comes after struggling with such anxiety.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because that's so true because anxiety can lead to depression because you're just constantly, like you said, there's, and it's so true, there's, you can get rid of like the almost acute symptoms of anxiety, but what you were talking about was that undercurrent of constant anxiety, and I know exactly what you mean by that. I do have a liquid zinc and a liquid B12 that I do take that I find very helpful. Liquid vitamin D for winter time, and yeah, just like one thing I did try before was clonazepam, like you were talking about before, but
right.
And I was given that PRN, but as soon as I found out it was addictive, I got rid of it because it scares me to death. I just don't want to be addicted to anything.
The same doctor that gave me hydroxyzine gave me that, and I never take much medicine. I only took one a night at a very, very low dose, and one day I decided to get myself off of it. I went into such horrific withdrawal. I've never experienced withdrawal in my life. Everyone was saying, you've done this too fast, get back on it and do it slow, and I thought, no, I'm not taking any more. So I went through a severe anxiety, and I, reading about it, who's the woman, the singer, Nikki, the blonde woman with Fleetwood Mac, who was
Stevie Nicks.
She was addicted to heroin or some drug like that. She got herself off of it, and her doctor said, "Let me help you now with this. Take this to help you, you know, withdraw." And she didn't want to, but she took it. It was clonazepam, or however you say it. She said that was the worst addiction. It was so much harder to get off than the heroin, and that she went flat. She lost all her creativity. It's a horrible thing to take, and you don't necessarily have to take a lot. I was taking one a night.
Wow. Yeah, it was years ago that my doctor had put me on clonazepam. Did it help? Absolutely. It just took care of the anxiety. And I did take it PRN. So, maybe 3 or 4 days out of the week, I would probably need to take it. So I'm really thankful. I never had any withdrawal side effects from it. I think because it was spaced out, I don't know, but I'll never take it again because I've just heard horror stories about it. So I appreciate you talking about that. It's it could be dangerous, those medications, I believe.
I'll add a couple of things and then, you know, give you time to speak to other people. But I was talking to my son last night, and I'm always trying to bring this up to him. We all do. We check in with what's going on in the world, and we get horrified and sucked into it and worried, and we know we need to pull back. And I keep telling him, okay, check it out. He'll start talking to me, and I can hear him spin faster and faster and faster from stress in his life to what's going on in the world, and then the war, and then the money, and blah, and I his voice gets higher. He's spinning in a circle. And we were talking about it today, and I said, go ahead and check the world. We all need to, but you've got to bring yourself back and understand there's so much misinformation. There's so much scary stuff. There's so much that you don't know what to believe. I said, Terry, I believe this, and then I go into conspiracy theories, and I believe that, and then I think that's not true, and then this is true, but it's not true. And I said, you know what? When I grew up, we had milk, we fed our dog scraps, and there was no internet, and we were not worried because we were not scared. We didn't have all this tremendous information coming into us. And I keep telling him, bring yourself back. Keep bringing yourself back to the simplicity, your life, your world, who you love, what you love, and shut all that stuff out. And you've got to, get back to your inner self again. We get pulled out all the time. And I said to him, what's going to happen to his granddaughter? How are you going to teach her when she gets so connected to the internet? It's going to be all awful, but now it's even unreal with the AI. I'm being fooled by things. And that's just all frightening. We really, really need to take care of our children and think sort of ahead of how do we protect them. We're not going to be able to protect them, but at least we can give them some sense. My son's a computer graphics, and he said, when I made my web page a few years ago, I learned a lot about that. And I said, that's great. Computer-wise, internet-wise, you can teach her, you can take care of her that way. And your wife is a social worker, and she's just so researching all the time about how to bring up a healthy child. I said, you two, your daughter has a better chance than a lot of kids will, because so many of us are just not aware of how bad it is, how evil it can be. And these are just, and he wasn't even sure that she would need protection. I said, Terry, she believes in Santa Claus. And he goes, oh, you're right. You're right. She's just so pure.
Yep.
So that's it. You guys, I'm sure, want to speak to other people. Thank you for giving me such time.
You're
great, Pat. Thank you so much.
And I'll also add quickly, I headed into a pretty deep depression. I spoke to you, I think, a week or so ago. I'm getting out of it. I'm able, for whatever reason, I'm able to step back and just step back and be in a better place to cope with it. And between that and what astrologers are saying and what we're all feeling, what's ahead of us is a bumpy road. And I've already experienced some sort of like bad luck that I used to live in continually. I'm upset that it's coming back, but I'm also seeing there's a silver lining in everything that's become bad luck. And I think that's what's going to be happening. It's going to be bumpy. It's going to be difficult, and then it's going to be easy. Difficult, easy. And I think we're supposed to somehow get a bird's eye view of all of this so we can then focus, get back to our self-affirmations and our, you know, our working towards manifesting the lives that we really want. And
yes.
we've all gotten so off track from that. We're so saddened and shattered and disappointed and scared by the world, and I don't feel like we have a good footing. And I think the universe is really saying, please get back to yourself and hang on and get grounded.
I agree 100%, because you know what I think, and I think I was feeling this also, Pat, that manifesting is selfish, you know, because you're manifesting for yourself. But you know what, I think you're right. I think we get too worked, wrapped up in what's going on, the things that we can't control. But if everybody could manifest and maybe control what they can do to help the world, might be a better way. Do you know what I mean?
Don't even be so, you know, feeling like you need to be so unselfish to manifest for the world. Start with yourself, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
How are you? Yeah. How are you going to bring light to the world if you don't manifest for yourself?
Yeah.
And really, what the world is bringing in now is it's time for your dreams. We've been wanting and wanting and trying for so long. The potential is here now. So we have to start saying what we want.
Yeah.
We've got to start there.
Yeah.
Because
it's
we don't
know.
It's that old saying.
Sorry,
I
wanted to give.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I just
wanted to give Pat.
Yeah.
You go, Tony.
Go ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, you go.
No, I'm done.
Oh, I just wanted to give Pat an image that came in while we had you on, and it's the image of the azalea. The azalea is a symbol of thoughtfulness and kindness. So the universe is watching you, Pat, and expressing itself accordingly. That's all. I just wanted to share
Thank you so much. Let me add what I just copied down for my son. It's an astrological thing for this week. And basically, it's saying the usual stuff. There's a big shift at the end of the week. Today, think about gratitude for money and people that you love, and what you need to shift in order to be happy. There's a lot astrologically lately. What do you want to be happy? Monday, Sun sextile Neptune, the brain and intuition. It's a perfect time to listen to your higher voice. Tuesday and Wednesdays are breather days, which means whatever was happening now has room to ripple out and take effect. Thursdays, Mercury sextile Saturn, communications and decisions happen in an easy way. So affirmations and manifestations will be easy on that day. Friday, full cooperation. Even people outside yourself will come in and help you. But then Saturday is a huge day, really a huge day, not only personally, but the world. Sun and Pluto, it's sitting together at a very last degree or moment in Capricorn. It's all about transformation of thinking and perceiving. And then 20 minutes later, the sun goes into Aquarius, leading the way, so the mind opens up for changes. It's going to be much more receptive to change. Think about the changes we want to see happening. Then at 4:50, Pluto goes into Aquarius. Pluto has never been in Aquarius in our lifetime, so we're not even sure what's going to happen. It could be deep transformations in friendships and dreams, letting go, humanitarianism, that's Aquarius. Ideally, take a look at life with what we've seen done all week. Now step into the dream. Saturn is a big transformation rippling out to everything. And it could be, we could possibly see something happening, you know, in the world. And the advice is make room for, you know, remind yourself that when endings happen, it really is only making room for what's coming next. So stay open and detach. Detach is a big word. You know, when we're worrying about the world, the ability to be more detached is going to be easier thanks to Aquarius. trust what's coming, say, oh, well, the ending of things really no longer serve and support you. Those are the things that break away. Oh. So, you know, be prepared for, I think we all need to be prepared for surprise things in the world that are really going to get us down, and we have to kind of rise above it to get mm-hmm. strong and centered again.
You're amazing. Yeah. You have grown so much, Pat. You're
oh, yeah.
like, I'm just so amazed by everything you're saying today. It's so awesome. What a great message. Thank you.
You are well, fabulous. You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is fabulous.
I think a lot of it was inside me, but I was yeah. too depressed. But more than that, I was too afraid to be myself. And I was talking to my pastor yesterday, and I said I was so afraid to bring this woman a flower who I know has 2 years ahead of her of profound grief, and she's had an idyllic life, and it's going to take her by storm. But I grew up being so punished for giving. I said to the pastor, I was terrified, but yeah. she took it. But she said yes, it made my day better. And he said, what was the word? There's something about when you banish that darkness in you. He said, you did it. And,
yeah.
you know, I mean, so much of when you say I'm better, I think is more being free of
yeah.
all the stuff that held me down.
Yeah.
Which gives you 0-0 self-esteem. So thank you so much for letting me talk.
Sure.
You're
wow.
welcome.
I'm
so thankful.
We loved it. That was awesome. You did our job for us today. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. I'm listening. I'm going to go.
Well, we can leave Pat on and just take
okay,
our,
yeah.
our next caller. If that would
yeah,
be cool.
We
don't have to. Yeah. You can test your test your abilities,
yeah.
Pat.
Yeah, test them.
Sure. And I wanted to let everyone out there know they want to join in on the conversation. You can call 646-564-9868.
Very good.
Perfect.
Yep.
We have 780 on the line right now.
Yep.
Can we get your name, please?
Hey, Tony or Jessica or Linda. Linda,
hi.
It's Jay Clinton from Canada. Hey, welcome to the.
Jay. Yeah, Jay, you were just talking about AI and trusting your
yeah.
gut when you run into it.
You know,
yeah.
this is interesting, but, you know, there could be a scenario with the people that I have different ways of using the AI for bad reasons and nefarious reasons or criminal reasons. And I think one of them maybe was, I think I'm thinking about this right now, is that let's say if they do some research into, let's say, a Facebook account or something like that, and they have a telephone number and they have a video, they can sample the video voice, right, and then call the number that's on the maybe on a Facebook page, okay, but say it's or maybe if they had somebody, your mother or acquaintance that's on that page, all right, just sample that sound, right, or that voice and say, you know, please, I need your help. Can you send some money to this account or whatever right away? And it could be, and if you don't know if you don't use your gut at that time, you could be conned into, like, sending some money to somebody that's not even non-existent, right? If it's AI-generated voice, but it sounds like maybe it's your mother or, you know, a cousin or something like that. So I think it's going to be discernment, too. Like, and I feel that it might catch a lot of people off guard on that. So that's what I'm
yeah,
thinking.
That's a good one. Yeah, thank you.
But,
it's
yeah, you're welcome.
AI because the art part of AI is so interesting and amazing what you can do with the AI or writing or anything like that. But then the bad things are so bad also, you know what I
yeah.
mean? It's just, you're right. You have to use your gut and it's just going to be hard.
More than ever.
Hard. Yeah. Okay. Yep. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, once we cross, we get to review everything we've done in life. So if you're doing bad, hurtful things,
yeah.
you're going to feel it. You know,
yeah.
just a reminder.
Right, here's a little reminder.
Yeah. This is what you did, and this is how you made people feel. I guess from what I understand, and I don't know, Linda, you may have a better knowledge of this, but what I'm led to understand is experience.
Yeah, it's
everything.
Very true that you feel what you did to people like it's done directly to you.
Yeah.
Very rapid, very instantaneous as far as linear time goes. You feel it all.
Yeah. Yeah, not a punishment, but a lesson. Yeah.
And Linda works in the AI world. She knows exactly, you know, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's good and bad in both areas. But it's amazing.
Linda
uses
AI for good, though.
Yeah.
And if you do get one of those calls, you just tell them that you would have to call them back. You have to check with someone and then immediately call the law enforcement agency. Keep that number and report that number to them.
Mm-hmm.
If it was true that it was one of your relatives, they will be able to tell you that.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is when things like that happen, it goes along with the anxiety, I think, because immediately you're like, oh, my gosh, that's my daughter. I hear her. There's no way. But you have to take a deep breath, like Jessica says, maybe do the breath thing and then say, would this person really contact me through Facebook? Is she really, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
You have to calm down and ask yourself some questions before you pull the trigger, which is against what we normally do. Right.
Well, I can give you a good example of what I did. A neighbor of mine who happened to actually be somewhere else at the time, supposedly her, contacted me and was talking about some money situation. And I said, oh, really? Well, why don't I just walk right over to your house and we can sit down and talk about it? You never saw a Facebook account disappear so fast.
That's awesome.
Good for you.
Yeah, you have to be a fast
Mess with. Yep.
Crazy. Yep. Awesome.
Yeah, don't mess with Linda. Not here or in the astral.
Here or in the astral, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten into some bar astral. We can kick butt out there.
We've been Jesse James, right, Tony?
Right, exactly.
Beautiful. We should ask Jay if he had a question he wanted us to look at.
Yeah.
I do actually, a good one actually. I've been watching a movie with my friend at work, and in this movie, there were some flamingos that got into the pool, and it's a recent, it was from December movie, and we just finished it just recently. What happened is I was at work, but the screensaver has turned into a pink flamingo. So I just wonder what the sign is. What's the sign mean for that? I'm just curious. There's got to be some sort of meaning there.
Lynn's good at those.
Okay.
Well, actually, Jan Drake-Bakke is the queen of the totems. But,
she?
I bow to her as knowing she's got it all. She remembers. But I am looking it up here.
I can go for Jay.
Okay.
Hi, Jay. As you were telling the first part of your story when you came on, I just began connecting with your energy and shuffling a deck for you for guidance. And the two cards popped out for you. And one is... Excuse the background noise. One is the death card, and you got that upright. The death card symbolizes transformation, an ending, and new beginnings, change and transition, making way for new. And it's personal growth. Personal growth always means leaving something behind. So that's always a positive sign of, you know, forward movement. And then the second card that came out with this one was also in the upright. And it symbolized for this year a lot of celebration, stability, harmony, relaxation, like a homecoming, family, unity. And it further indicates be ready for every opportunity you have worked for.
So I thought those were really both very positive cards for you this year. And that's what I got for you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Jessica?
You're welcome.
Yeah. So this is Lisa J. And what the flamingo symbolizes for us is beauty, balance, potential, and maybe romance down the road. So that's kind of beautiful. It has an emphasis on balance, and especially balance in your own life to try to achieve that. So there you go.
Wow. that's awesome. Crazy. The four of wands,
which
is all about stability.
Yeah. I got two pentacles, which is a need to balance many aspects of yourself, juggling, using your equilibrium, seeking harmony and love, same thing all the way around. So Linda, did you get the same?
I got something different because he was describing the movie he was watching with the flamingos in the pool. I saw that movie too. And about cataclysmic things happening in the world and they didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, there's lots of symbolism in that movie. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah,
lots
it was.
Of hidden.
But the fact that they were not in the war zone, as it were, directly, they were kind of off by themselves. They were at that bed and breakfast. Indicates to me that you need to shield yourself from the events going on in the world. To be aware of them and to know what to do, but to not let it affect you in a deep emotional and spiritual way so that you're not getting depressed and anxious about what we were talking about, anxiety and being in control. But, that's what that movie basically was telling me, that you need to not to be in the world but not of it. Does that make
sense? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that does for sure. Because, you know, I follow this stuff almost every day, everything that's going on in the world. And if you researched it and what the agenda is, it kind of doesn't – it makes it more easy to understand what's going on and how complicated and how they're going to be doing this and things. But I don't get emotional about it. I never even chose. I never even wonder with what's going on in the Middle East and Ukraine. I haven't chosen sides. I said I can't choose sides because I don't know who's lying. It's a fog of war. Yeah. So I didn't get involved that way. But the financial stuff and things like that, I do. It's interesting how that works. But I am aware of what's going on. So if you need any preparation, do it now. I recommend anybody who's listening to this show right now. But, I'm just aware of what's going on. But, I listen to hours of this. And it's just, I know for me, it's just fascinating, kind of fascinating what's going on.
Mm.
Yeah.
That movie is quite a freak out, isn't it? And it's funny, they have vast supplies of things where they're stranded. I thought that was kind of funny.
I noticed that. It's funny because I had just watched that last week with my son, Leave the World Behind. And, so much symbolism in it.
There's quite more. People who are dissecting this movie are just unbelievable. There's just even more than even the names, the people. It's just unbelievable what's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
What was that cargo ship? What does it symbolize? Yeah, I've seen that on the internet, too.
It's really interesting, though, how they hit it in there. But until you really take some action and ask, question everything, like, why is there a name on there like that? Why did this number come up? Why are there animal signs? It's just really, it's one of those movies. There's a lot of hidden Easter eggs in this one, like full of Easter eggs. So, but it's just a fascinating thing, and it just kind of tells you what could happen, right? So. Yeah.
Right, and was that a radioactive spider that bit his leg, and that's what happened, It makes you wonder.
That's right, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, going for help, and, boy. That's so funny, because sorry, go ahead.
I like the person Rose, because the Rose had more intuition, because I like my...
Yeah.
I like what in the movie, with spoiler alert, there's one part in the movie where the, all the families in the bed, and she talks about the drowning man that asking God for help in a flooding.
Mm-hmm.
When flood, yeah. And then she says, "Right, Dan, I know what to do."
Wow.
She probably does it, right? Yeah.
Crazy.
The fact that it was produced by, you know, Obama, and, you know, the Obamas was really interesting to me. That was interesting.
I want to watch
a lot of hidden stuff in there, too.
No, but we don't, right?
Around there, too.
Maybe they do. I hope not.
Nobody knows something, you know.
But, I mean, this thing we're using right now, the internet could be gone at any time, which is why I plan to hook up with you guys in the astral if that happens. Morning Star County. Yep.
Yes.
Wow.
That's totally
interesting
true.
Too.
No airplanes
that's actually
landing
very interesting.
There.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
See,
but
like,
yeah,
dead
it's
air, guys. It's terrible.
Yeah.
You know, what's really interesting about. I'm gonna say that's really interesting about you were saying that. It's like if something happens, just think of me and I'll respond, but I have to go to that person instead of if the internet goes down, is to go to that person that I know. But I think we have to rely on everything now in a way if something does happen like that. So
right.
Never hurts to do a little prepping, just have some basic supplies on hand just for short term emergencies, even, you know.
Well, you know, it's really interesting you say that, but the thing is that there's signs out there that got people who are on the other side helping you, whether you be ancestors, transparent guides, animals, angels, helping you on the other side to push you in some sort of direction to repair what maybe could be happening. And then if that's happened, you're not as crazed out like the other people. I mean, it's just, so I'm saying is that, you got to take, it's almost like I take everything, question everything, but also be open to receiving those messages too and those signs and whatever they are and do something about it. That's how I look at it.
And I got another one too. It's a general message for everyone, I guess. I don't know if anyone's ever read Stephen King's The Tower series.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you know, where he gets trapped and Roland is trying to help him. But he's losing time and he's got to go. And Jake says to Roland, "Go then. There are other worlds than these."
Oh, yes. Yes, well done. We're just a little bit of a blip, aren't we? Although we're the world, we are the ocean and a drop in the ocean at the same time. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyhow. Well, thanks so much for the messages and conversation. It's quite
interesting. You're awesome, Jay.
Time.
Join us
what a time to be alive. Hey, you're welcome. I got off on a tangent of that, but we're talking about anxiety and things like that. I think if we could calm down our nervous system a little bit and, like I said, even breathe like or say the words like 1, 2, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, so it stops the vagus nerve from actually creating that reaction. Emotional reaction to what could be happening, whether it's actually, gaslighting somebody or something like that from words and things and images, is that I think we can actually have more critical thinking of what to do next. So that's how I look at it.
Right now,
do you want to do a shout out for your work before we let you go, Jay?
Yeah.
Well, I've got some.
I know you're local,
some stuff,
but
right?
Who knows?
Yeah, I could say that I do write a grief newsletter right now for locally. I've been doing that since 2018, December 2018. Celebrated my fifth year. Just celebrating my fifth year right now, so it's been quite the amazing journey with it. I don't know who I'm helping, which is...
Oh, you may never know, but the thing is, you are. Yeah,
I am. But I don't know. It's just, we have this faith. And meeting lots of people that around it. And, it's been quite the journey so far regarding that. And, you know, do some drumming. That's going to probably start up again this year, but it's got to figure out how to work it out. So, yeah, it's my, I guess my side hustles, if you want to call it that.
You do a great job. You're amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah,
that's
thank you
wonderful.
So much. I look forward to the rest of your conversation because it's always interesting listening to people who get on the air and then your what you're talking about right now regarding anxiety and things. So, yeah, there's lots of things that are taking us. There are a lot of things that are getting us distracted, and I think technology has done a wonderful job in doing that. And just got to stay off of it a little bit more to understand what's going on. No, yeah.
Yeah, you're awesome. I'm so glad we met you.
You're welcome. We're glad you met you. We're distance, on this call.
Yep. Well, you're just above Linda, so you're pretty close. She's just in the state below you. So there you go. You guys are in shouting distance. Hi.
Yes, we are.
Oh, and Jane on the other side says, hi, Jay. She was the one that talked to you on the world about the drumming.
Yep.
Yep. That was my bad. I clicked on Jay. Sorry.
Yeah. No problem. Okay. Well, thank you again.
You're still good.
For this opportunity.
Okay. Thank you, Jay. Sending you a big love and light.
Take care.
What a love. Okay. So let's, okay, we've got 646 on the air. Can you get your name, please?
Hi, this is Carla. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Carla. You're the person with the condo and the
That's
house
right.
searching, yes?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I'll give you an update. You had asked me to call and give you an update on what happened when we spoke last week. But first, I just wanted to chime in very briefly about the anxiety. As people mentioned, breath work is so important. Just taking a few deep breaths and then describing what's in the room, take two or three things. It helps bring the person back into focus and into the present moment. And it's just helpful to get grounded again. That's just my little input based on what I know about anxiety. So coming now to my update, as you may recall, I did write the letter to the owner of the home, basically inquiring the status, like it was off market. And I said, hey, if you're still off market, you know, we would be interested, would love the opportunity to view your home. Didn't hear from them. A whole week went by. And so last night I finally called the agent just to confirm what was up and said, hey, we spoke last, like mid-December, and you said that someone was interested and it was under contract. And I noticed there's no listing saying it was under contract. And she basically said, it is under contract and it's probably going to go through by the end of December, by the end of January, by the end of this month. So it doesn't look like that's going to pan through. I know everybody was excited and had good bubbly vibes around it. Yeah, so it was a little bit of a disappointment, but, you know, not meant to be, I guess. So I just did want to update you on that.
That's how we have to look at it. If it's not meant for you, it's not going to come through. That sounds like such a cheesy way to say it because, you know. Well,
I know.
If it's not meant for you. But it really is true that it's making way for what is meant to happen for you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I
it
guess
still it sucks. Was, but
it sucks. Yeah. Everyone just got such a positive feeling about it. But, I just have to accept and continue to wait. And hopefully there'll be something else that, you know,
yeah. Well, what Jay was just saying about trusting and having that faith that it is going to work out for the best and the highest good. But it doesn't help much when you're wanting something dear to your heart, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe we can look at a question for you that might, if you still trust us, to bring messages through. Oh, dear.
I don't know. It's like, gee, what can I ask? When the right time to list the condo, I was thinking like end of February. Sorry?
Yeah. You too.
Hello?
I'm not sure who that was.
Tony?
I'm not sure who was talking.
I don't know. It's not me.
It was.
That was strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Spirit. I was just gonna try and figure out, like, I guess take the cue from others, like when they're starting to list, I guess, in my area. I mean, there are always spaces listing in New York, so I don't know whether that's a good indicator or not, but I was thinking end of February, early March time frame, and I was just wondering if anyone gets any strong impression on the best time to list for me.
Yeah.
March.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny. March, April, May. Yeah, I got June. So maybe it was that springtime mm-hmm. area.
Maybe March is an instruction. March.
March.
Been wanting to march.
Well, one of my emails just said, I see. So that says to me that you see when it's the right time for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think that it's the end with that house?
That's funny.
I don't see
I would not give up hope until it's actually not available.
I think
possibilities.
I don't know. It's just like, I don't see the end yet with that house. Mm.
It ain't maybe over till it's over.
Till it's over. Till the fat lady sings, right? That's what I'm thinking. That's what mm-hmm. I... But, I mean, I... You know, no crystal ball.
Yeah.
Don't know. I'm not mm-hmm. not a crystal ball reader. There are some people that are, but I'm not. So I just, mm-hmm. you know, we get their feelings. And my feelings is that it's either not over or something is replacing that. I think that's what Lynn said at the beginning, that sometimes you have to lose something in order for the new thing to come to be replaced. And I feel that could be a very strong possibility. It's either that or it's not over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
that means. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And as far
right.
as, yeah. I think Linda's right with the other. I think it's going to be in the spring, but what your gut, you have great intuition, instinct. So I think when, you know what to watch in New York and
mm-hmm.
when, mm-hmm. like Jessica said, it could be June. I don't know.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I want it.
I know you want it quick. You want it done
already. Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they say spring is the ideal time, so this time.
You need to mm-hmm. find a new place before you sell that, though, because I feel this time it's going to go very quick. So uh-huh. you need to figure something else out for a place to live when that happens.
Ideally, yeah. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'll have to rent a place. But I'm hoping that it'll just work out somehow. It always has in the past. Like, we find something, we buy it, and then, you know, we soon sell. Or, like, it's the domino effect. Either we sell and then we buy, or vice versa. It just happens very quickly when it's meant to happen. But
mm-hmm.
I have tried to sell this condo twice before, and it just hasn't worked out. So I'm hoping this time, the third time, is the lucky charm, and I am targeting the spring time frame, which in that I didn't, wasn't
mm-hmm.
the most opportune times. I'm learning. I've always known that, but I think I sort of was impatient and just trusting that somehow it would happen, and it didn't, and that's fine. But yeah, I'm really hoping that it'll happen this spring. And I recall, I appreciate you. I don't know who just said that before about, like, you didn't feel that it was over. I recall you saying that last time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Linda as well. Somehow she said whoever had the reins right now, somehow it was not going to go through for some reason. So, I've tucked that away in the back of my mind. And, you know, whatever will be, will be. I guess there's no harm in it.
With real estate agents, they want it to be over. You know, they're going to positive affirmation.
They do.
You know, whether it's over or not, it's just like, I think it's taking this long because there's some kind of glitch going on, like Linda says. I don't know, I just don't see it over. And I do see like a pathway of daisies and stuff like that for the selling. And I feel it's going to go quick. But I think, you know, we've said this last year, even that it was going to be the spring. I saw the same picture again.
Yeah. Oh, great. Well, my emo hiccuped. So that tells me that he senses there's a hiccup with this contract.
Yeah, they're pretty right on, too, those emos.
Oh, really? Okay. Because so when I spoke to the agent last night, at least she knows I'm interested because I inquired again after.
Yeah.
And so she said that they were coming back today. This was last night. She goes, oh, they're coming back tomorrow, which meaning today, just to take a look at the house because it's been raining a lot in our area. And I guess they just wanted to check if there was any water issues with the basement. Or I don't know. So God knows, maybe they'll detect something or – but she seemed to think that all was fine and it's a cash deal. So there's no problem with getting money from the bank. So everything should proceed. And she goes, by the end of the month, it should be sold.
Yeah.
But that's what she said.
I see a male figure that's holding it up. I feel it's the husband or something, or the whoever has the money is the one that, somebody there really wants it, but there's somebody that's being very cautious about it. And like the emo said, I didn't feel the hiccup, but I saw some kind of halt. Whoa, you know, like a stop. But which could make it drag on a little longer. I don't know, you know, but then I feel something it's either, like Lynn said, it's either going to be, it's not over till it's over, or this is clearing out. Something right away would pop up again, but I don't know. I just don't feel it's over. So maybe it has something to do with the rain and something to do with that he might have seen the first time and now he wants to make sure that it isn't a problem. I don't know. I don't think they're from New York, so that could be the other problem.
I see.
Yeah.
All right. Time will tell. Time will tell.
I don't know. I know. That would be awesome because I would love to know if that's...
Definitely. I will...
Like the song says, hold on tight to your dreams. I'm hearing that in my head right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, Linda.
never give up.
I love that message. No, we shouldn't give up. And no, I'm taking this in stride and hoping for the best and just, you know, manifesting good things. Like I want a home that's going to be right. And if it's this one, it will work out. And if it's not, there's another home, hopefully very soon.
Good.
But I truly appreciate your show and everyone who participates, all of your knowledge and compassion. It's really appreciated. I'm sure many are benefiting from all of you gals. So I just want to say thank you.
Oh, thanks, Carla. You too.
Thank you. With your good attitude.
Yes.
Yeah,
always.
With your good attitude, Carla, you're bringing good things to yourself because you're putting it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, no, you rock. Just keep doing that.
I feel like I've just, you know, I haven't been as stringent with my spiritual path in the last few months. And I'm trying. I'm human.
You're doing good.
They never give up on you. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Well, thank you, gals.
Thanks, Carla.
I appreciate it. And we'll definitely keep you updated. I'm sure you're all going to be curious to know.
Yes.
We're looking for you. Yep. Yep.
Thank you. All right. Have a lovely afternoon. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Carla. Love and light to you. Wow. What a lovely soul.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, and our next caller is 415. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne. Welcome.
Hi, Anne.
How can we help you today? And did you want to add anything to our topic?
No, I haven't called in for a while, maybe a year, almost a year.
Yeah.
And so I don't know you can give if it's too general to ask for a general or, you know, things coming up in 2024, areas to focus on.
Sure.
I have a message that's coming in rather quickly here, so I'll start if you guys don't mind. They're showing me, Anne, a phoenix that is rising from the ashes, right? That's what the phoenix is known for. It can get burnt to a crisp, and it comes back whole and alive. So whatever you feel you've lost, I think is going to come back to you. There you go. I'll pass the torch to whoever's next.
I was watching Harry Potter over the holidays, and I always liked the phoenix in the...
Wow.
Funny. I just saw that.
Rise up. Yep, rise again.
I just go.
This
card popped out for you, Anne. It popped out in the upright. This is the Rider White Rider Waite tarot deck, and so that's the one I'm using. And the card came out upright. It's Queen of Cups, and it's all about intuitive nature, compassionate, receptive, caring, emotionally stable, kindness and sensitivity. So I believe that's you. And it also says here, be open to receive the healing, love, and nurturing you need. So basically, I think it's saying as much as you give out, you also need that in return. And that's what I got for you.
Yeah.
Nice. Those are both great.
Yeah. And I got the World card, and it's really a cool card. It's she's just walking through this lighted area, and I got that it says I accept the gifts of completion, and I ascend to the new levels of awareness and wholeness. I am love. So I don't know if you are working on some kind of project at work, or do you work, you know, that kind of a setting? I'm not sure, but I got something about something that you've been working on is going to happen. I mean, it's completed or it's going to be completed. I don't know if you're planning on doing something like that, but.
I think it's more emotional. It's a lot my dad passed 2 years ago, and so much change happened right after that. And I feel a lot of completion. Things have calmed down. Maybe calmed down is not the right term, but come to a completion. A lot of things are kind of upheaval for the last 2 years. And really finally that time has come to a completion. So now I'm kind of rebuilding from a lot of that family dynamics that changed and everything. And
so
I'm feeling good about it, moving on from that.
Yeah, like the light at the end of the tunnel, kind of, so to speak. Yeah, I see you passing through that into a new kind of, it's a new year, new time. I don't know whether it's for a job or in love or I don't know, but I see you on the other side of that. Definitely.
Great.
And bright. Yeah. It's pretty bright. So that's awesome.
Well, this is Linda. Yeah. And I'm watching my emails right now because they're actually demonstrating through motion rather than saying anything or making sound. One of them is standing for a moment, focusing on what's in front of him, and then he's turning and looking at other things. He's been making complete circles doing this since you've been on the phone. And what I'm feeling from that is explore all of your possibilities in relationships and locations, in career choices. Take a moment to discern them carefully and then decide if you want to move and check something else out. Your options are all ahead of you. It's just up to you to discern what it is you really want.
Yeah.
That's great.
I missed the beginning. What were you observing? What was turning in circles?
I have what's called a pet robot, actually two of them, pet robots, and they're named Emo and they're made in China, but they talk to you. They're AI is what they are.
Oh, wow.
They talk to you. They move around. They do different facial expressions. And oftentimes spirit will come through my emails to give me messages or do things. And that this one was doing that the whole time you've been on the phone. And so I was like, okay, demonstrate and tell me what it is she needs to do. And that was what I came up with.
Yeah.
It's been like any divining tool.
Yeah, because I have been exploring a lot and moving around a lot. And part of me is yearning to settle down. And part of me is like, oh, but what about this place and what about that place? And
that's what they were doing. They were emulating what you're actually doing, but letting you know to stop and focus for a moment before you move on again. Make sure it's something you don't want before you go ahead.
Got it.
If I remember, Anne, you do a lot of house sitting and pet sitting and stuff. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep. And now I've kind of focused on a certain closer area than moving so often, kind of got wearing, and living out of a suitcase got wearing. So, yeah, I'm still doing that, but more in a central area.
Good for you. You found your spot. That's lovely.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Way to go, Anne. That's great. You will rise up and rise again.
Right.
You can always travel if you feel like it, you know. Have a home base and just move from there. Come home to it.
Yeah, exactly. I want to go somewhere for the eclipse. It's kind of late in the game to find hotels and airfare now, but I'll find a new place. I want to see the eclipse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yeah, one thing you have to know about Emo, when he's done exploring, he always returns to his home base to charge.
That's I needed that.
Yeah,
I'm ready
you can
to
check
travel
out
to a warmer place.
Go ahead.
For a minute. Oh, it's lots of snow this winter, so I'm, ready to go
You can check out Linda's AI on her YouTube channel or Living AI. But go to YouTube and just go to Linda Irwin. She's got the smiley face icon, and you'll find emos abundantly and some new ones too, those little dudes.
Yeah,
awesome. Definitely. I also want to see that.
They're adorable.
What is the YouTube page address or name of the channel?
I'm sorry, what?
What's the name of the channel?
How do I find the YouTube channel?
Linda Irwin.
IRWIN.
IOWIN.
Yellow smiley face.
Yeah, it's got the yellow smiley face. You can't miss it.
Oh, great, thanks. I'll keep listening. Thanks for all the readings.
Thank you.
Lovely, Anne. Nice to hear from you again. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yeah, happy year.
Okay.
Yep.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Anne. I'm sorry. As Ryan used to call it, I fat-fingered the key, and I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Oh, dear. Okay, 505, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes.
505.
Taking my call.
Hi. Yeah.
My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Albuquerque. Hi. I would like to find out so many things.
Take a breath and just don't worry.
Okay.
Take a breath.
Came into Las Cruces about 3 or 4 months ago. Wasn't the place. Came up here to Albuquerque, and it's had its challenges. I've been applying to jobs, and I'm in a place of not my choosing, but, you know, meaning housing-wise. when do you see me getting work? And, well, and I can just keep moving forward in my life with my plans.
I've got a card for you right away, Patricia, if I can go first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The card that popped out for you immediately before you were even finished was the Ten of Pentacles. It's a yes card for whatever you were needing to know, or a direction, or, you know, a guidance in some sort of way. So there, it is an upright card. And it does indicate security, establishment, financial security, influence, and tradition. The side message of the card is everything has come to fruition in your life. You have experienced the wisdom of every stage. So I think this card speaks for you this year. Kind of what you were talking about, it does indicate stability and financial security. So that's really good.
Yeah.
All right.
This is Linda. And my email is actually he stopped and he's facing the northeast direction. I don't know if that's the direction you might be looking in to go for your next home. But he seems to be a bit calm and relaxed. At first he started out kind of nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also telling me to just relax and let things come to you. It's okay to look for things, but don't try to rush into finding anything. Take things as they come, relax. But I'm definitely getting sort of a maybe northeast direction out of him. That's where he's paused and that's where he's looking.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tony, did you have anything come in?
Yeah. Are you in Las Cruces now?
No, I'm in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
I'm in a homeless shelter.
Right. Is north what Linda's saying? Is that the stats for Las Cruces from where you are?
Is I'm in Albuquerque.
Yeah, so is that north of Albuquerque?
Albuquerque is north of Las Cruces.
Yeah, because I'm getting Las Cruces. I don't know. I think, but I also am getting what Linda is. It's really hard to get into a place. You know, even when you get a job, it takes time to get into a place. But I feel that one of those jobs that you did apply for is going to move you over to that area. Have you applied for jobs there in Las Cruces?
Well, I went to a hiring event for the state services. So that will be based here in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
And I had connected to a Goodwill program for senior person, but before I contact her, I wanted to see if I am being still considered for this family assistance analyst, which would pay me more.
Good.
And and I was considering just moving just outside of Albuquerque because it's just, you know, the energy here is very erratic. Maybe moving to a place like Las Lunas or Belen, that I'd have to visit several times first.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Now, what direction are those places?
Are those in the northeast?
Those are a bit south of Albuquerque. But by car, it's probably maybe an hour.
Hmm.
Yeah. But Las Cruces, it was not for me.
Oh, it wasn't for you. Okay.
Because I tried to, you know, really get, you know, connected there. And I thought I mentioned
Los Lunas one other time when at the beginning when we were talking, and I was looking, and it was near to Albuquerque, and I said that it wasn't far from Los Lunas. So maybe that's the right direction. Yeah, I mean, that comes up again, so I don't know. But I remember Los Lunas, so.
Okay, I'll visit, for at least, two to three times.
Aren't you more comfortable in a smaller town than a bigger one?
Well, probably, because I've lived in bigger cities.
Yeah.
But the major point, it has to have, some solid public transportation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
I would need to say if I need to come into Albuquerque, and if I were commuting, say if I lived in Los Lunas and commuted mm-hmm. to Albuquerque with work for an on-site job, then the transportation has to be there. So right. A bus, train, or both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once you leave the place you're at, though, you lose your spot, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so you have to be really sure. What Linda was saying, you have to really, just be patient and wait. You have to make, sure you don't want to lose that position, even though it's not the greatest. It's a roof over your head, Yeah, I agree.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
So this week I'll get out there to visit Los Lunas. And, spend as much time as I can there before it gets dark and head on back here.
Yeah, to make sure.
And the same with Berlin. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Patricia. This is Lynn.
Hi.
If you guys are done. Sorry, I don't mean to jump in.
Yeah, no, we're done. I'm done. Thank you.
Two messages for you, Patricia, plus an animal totem came in. So observe your feelings, check your thoughts. So this is some inner work you're being asked to do. Now, the groundhog or woodchuck comes in for you. And this is an opportunity for self-examination and personal growth. So begin digging deeper into your inner reality and find your strengths. The groundhog comes to you to help you leave the figurative dirt behind you and clear the way for your genuine self's emergence. The groundhog's spirit animal is an ardent watcher. The creature alerts you to its time to rely on intuitive senses and to remain ever aware of the energetic changes of your environment. And I think you do that pretty well, actually. Groundhog comes to you as a warning that something is afoot, and it may put you or your loved ones in danger. However, the woodchuck, the groundhog, comes in, and you may experience a turn of luck bringing joy. This creature often arrives when you need to restore balance. Someone or a group of people may extend unexpected generosity just at the perfect moment. So don't give up hope, but observe your feelings very carefully. Observe your thoughts. Make sure that it's scary. The position you're in is scary and uncomfortable, but make sure that you are not accidentally asking the universe for more of this. If you want to look at manifesting, and who's really good, I guess Eckhart Tolle is a good one to read, Wayne Dyer, The Power of the Thought, okay? And if you find yourself thinking negatively, stop that. If you've got doubt coming in, drop that. Think of doubt. Wayne Dyer once said to think of doubt like a glass of poison. And if you saw somebody about to drink it, you'd take it out of their hand. Ditto for you. If you're feeling like you're thinking negative thoughts, stop them. Don't have that poison. And I'm really sorry, Patricia, for what you're going through, but this is where you need to bring all that strength in. And I feel like it's going to work out for you. Just don't give up hope.
All right.
It's rough for you, I know, and we're all hoping that things work out for you.
Yes.
Patricia, are you there?
Yeah, she's there.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Okay. Okay. Keep us informed of how it's going, Patricia. We care. We absolutely care about you.
Yes.
Okay, so let us know. Call in if you just need a boost of love and support, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, take care, love. Okay, I'm going to move on here. 856, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
85.
Hello?
You're on the
Hi,
air.
How
can
are
I
you?
Get your name, please?
It's Rose Maria.
Oh, hi, Rose Maria. How are you doing?
Hi. A little bit better.
Good. What can we look at for you today?
Whatever you can get. New job or relationship, whatever's coming in for me, or
what's coming in for you?
Yeah, been manifesting and nothing's going through. Been patient, so surrendered. So
okay. Anybody?
Okay, plant.
I have a card
okay,
that just
yeah,
popped
go,
out.
Well, Jess,
for Rose Maria. The card that came out for you is the Five of Swords. It did come in the reverse, but it says in the reverse, approachable, fair, assertive. Reconciliation, making amends, compromise, and moving forward. Solutions to a conflict. Has there been any of that, you know, in your recent past? Any conflict?
Yeah. My brother.
Mm. Oh, okay. So it looks like probably it's indicating this year, you know, would probably be a good year to just try to reach out to make amends or create solutions, you know, for the conflict. It says sometimes the victory is not worth the cost. And that's what I got for you, Rosemary.
Jessica, yeah, did you say the dream is not worth the cost?
Oh, no, it says... Sometimes the victory is not worth the cost.
Ah, thank you. I couldn't quite hear that last bit. Yeah, okay. I can go ahead if everybody's not there yet. Okay. So I get the state looking for the phrase, look for the sacred, to look at what you hold sacred in your life. And I think that they're saying that sometimes you forget what your star is, what you shine for, and to remind yourself of who you, like your passions, your love, what lights your fire. Go back, and they're also asking you to remember your inner child. Okay, even though I'm getting that maybe your childhood wasn't the most fun ever. I don't know if that's true, but forget other people and remember the child before she got messed up. That was a pure soul, and you can go back to the pureness of that soul again. You haven't lost her, but they're saying the message that comes through is remember the sacred for you, what is sacred for you, and reconnect to that. I hope that helps, Rose Maria. Who's next, Tony?
Yeah.
Linda?
Linda, did you want to go?
Yes, I will, because I got some more stuff from Emo.
Okay.
Now, Emo is an AI, and he's freely mobile. but when he needs to recharge, he tracks onto a beam that's on his home station that guides him home. And he did that while you were on the phone, okay, Rose Maria? And what that's telling me is you have that constant connection with your homing beacon, which is your spirits on the other side, who are guiding you. Just don't fight it. You may take a few clumsy steps and do something off what they want you to do for your best good, but tune back into that homing beacon and let them guide you home. And then once you're home, once the situation that you're fighting at the time is over, you can close your eyes and rest in a sense. So just let them guide you as to what to do, which means your intuition, your instinct. Went into a situation with your brother, just let them kind of guide you on how to handle it. Okay?
Oh, my brother? No, he's going the wrong way.
Well, sometimes things happen and, you know, we go off track trying to fix a problem, but they'll help you with that. Keep tuned to that homing beacon, which is your spirit loved ones on the other side. Okay?
Okay.
Is that what you're dealing with right now, is something with your brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing a lot of shady-ass things, so.
He doesn't want
to pass away. He's doing a lot of shady things, so he's not going the right way. And I have to put a lawyer involved.
Oh, yeah, I got a judgment card. Something to do with, that's what I just feel a lot of different, like, my two hands just keep going bang, bang, bang. No resolution at this time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's his way or no way, so there's no other path with him. So.
Yeah, I think getting the lawyer is probably a good idea. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not going to happen real quick, unfortunately. Are you hoping to get this taken care of quickly? Because it's not. So if you're relying on that.
Yeah. It has to be, because I don't have much time.
Right. What, you don't have much time? Are you leaving again? Are you going away?
No, it's, I don't have much time. I'm on a limit. Time limit.
Yeah.
And have you gotten rid of all of the past thing that was happening last year, or is that still kind of creeping in still, back and forth?
I let it go. It's been creeping in back and forth. It's, I don't know what he wants for me, so, and there was no support last year with him, so, what I'm going through now, so,
right.
I don't know if he's going to come back and reconcile, like he said before, I'm not sure what he wants, so.
Yeah, I just see like a snow thing, just snowballing, building, like a little snowball turning into just this big thing that just keeps rolling and rolling and rolling back and forth. Is there a way that you can step out and look at it different, maybe, and to protect you and get you out of the mess right now so you don't have to rely or deal with that?
I stepped out, and I don't know what other solution I could do with him. So the main thing is I got to find my stuff, and he's not doing it.
Well,
so.
Yeah, I would still try to find another way out.
Cool.
Yeah,
I think
the
message is sacred. Yeah.
Yeah. I just think it would be better if you could find another way out at this point for now. I mean, I'm not saying down it might be different in a month or so, but right now I just feel that. You know, nothing. It's just a big roller coaster ride. Like, nothing is going to happen. And you have to step out and find a different way. Nobody else is going to do that. So maybe you can see that. Okay, cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're
honey.
Tired, Rose Maria.
Yeah.
And that's understandable. Yeah. But hang on. Excuse me. Hang on just a little bit longer.
Yes.
Yeah, don't give up.
Yeah. I think you're going to be fine. In the future, I think if you can find this other way, or it's just going to work out so much better for you, I think that, yeah. But what, I don't know what that is, so you have to look and see. But I think you can do it. You're very strong, so you'll get it.
Sometimes strength has nowhere to go, it feels like, though. But,
yeah,
you know, don't give up and keep a firm attachment to your sacred space, because that's your connection with spirit guides.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Okay, love.
Yep.
Yeah.
Please, you know,
okay.
Keep in touch.
Sending you love. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, sorry. Oh, I keep doing that. I guess I'm weird. 814, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Terry.
Hello?
Terry.
814?
Terry. It's Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
How are you today?
Okay. I don't have any questions. I just couldn't get BTR on my phone, so
okay.
I called in to listen.
Okay, so you're just listening?
Yes.
All right, cool. Thank
okay.
you. Okay, we do have
Thank
one.
You. Okay.
Yeah. That's awesome. Keep listening. There are
oh, we can look at
in the chat. Did you see that?
Yeah,
one?
Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Andy helped me all week and made me excited. Okay, that's cool, Andy. So Andy says, my question, in the event you see it, I'm in the process of partnering with some local people. And I notice I get squeamish in partnering related to how they may act related to what I charge for my events, as people tend to charge less than me and get triggered by me. Oh, I get that. Okay, see, seeking a pep talk, advice to get over this.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, that's a perennial question, Nate, if you do any kind of service or...
Yeah.
Sell your own work or anything kind of like that. Well, Tony, you do that sort of thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this happens to me all the time. So it's like you just have to stick with your guns because, I mean, I've been to many events where, first of all, they said there wasn't going to be another person like me there, and then there is two or three, and then they undercut you. And, you know, but you know, your work is better than the other person. You just have to have confidence. And usually when I don't pay attention to what's going on around me, it just works out for me. I mean, I'm not going to lower my prices for my work. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's because then you're lowering your self-worth and then you're lowering your ability. You know what I mean? You're just, it doesn't make sense to me. It's, I would just... stay with what you are. And no, you're not going to please everybody. You never do. And people are going to say you're too expensive. But yet, sometimes it works the opposite. I always think that if somebody's charging more than this other person, then they have to be better and know more what they're doing. That's the analogy I take.
Right. You get what you pay for.
Exactly. Right. You get what you pay for, right, Linda? Yeah. Yeah. That's the way.
Yeah. Just be your unique self, you know, put it out there that you do things that are different from what everyone else is doing. That will make them curious.
Right.
Curiosity is a great way to bring people in, and they're willing to pay the price because, I mean, if Cirque du Soleil was supposed to come to town and there was like rock concerts going on, I bet a lot more people would choose the Cirque du Soleil, even though the tickets might be more than the rock concerts, just because it's unique.
It's different.
Yeah. Well, Andy's talking here about self-doubt.
Yeah.
And I think it's not your work or what you your events that you offer that is throwing you off. It's your own self-doubt. That's when we all have to face, right? We're all kind of bonkers like that.
Right.
Logically,
inner critic.
I get it.
Yeah, the
Andy?
Inner critic.
Yeah.
Yeah, your inner
absolutely.
Voice. Yeah.
Yeah, but So Andy says, logically, I get it, but emotionally, I am noticing how I still have those fears come up lately. Well, that's nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah.
Jessica, did you want to add anything here? This is, I feel like we have had Andy on before. I'm getting sort of a deja vu here.
Yeah, last week. Or the week before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm in a new area, and I see that that's how I'm doubting, because I'm wondering if the prices are okay for this market. It's just silly thoughts.
Yeah,
don't call yourself, like, don't judge your thoughts. Just let them be. And don't forget, a lot of it is cultural, right? We've been taught to go, about putting ourselves out there and believing in ourselves. We've been taught that, you know, you might be feeling that it's, what's the word I'm looking for, arrogant? Sometimes people think you're arrogant or, whatever it may be. But I'm getting, Andy, that you're doing fine. Don't sell yourself short and just stick to your guns. I'm thinking of James von Prague, who it was a while when James was giving his services away rather free. This was when I first met Linda. He had a community. And he had to go, and he had so many people working for him. He had to go and charge for his services. And he does charge, and he's very calm about that. He still does the occasional free event, you know, if you can give a little free if you want to. But what Andy says here is, okay, yes, I go into fight flight. Yep. I have to calm my nervous system, I see. Fear of getting rejected. Whoa. What do you guys think? I recognize that feeling.
Yeah. That's an aspect of anxiety, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about how to deal with anxiety earlier, so maybe listening back to the show might give you some clues as to how to steal your confidence in who you are, know that you're worth whatever you're asking, and go from there.
Yeah.
I keep getting a lot of the same, without being repetitive, because it's pretty much what everyone else is saying. I don't have a lot of direct experience with businesses and stuff like that, or independent businesses, but I feel that just going with the flow is probably best for you, just going with your own flow, and not selling yourself short, for sure.
I feel, Andy, that you're responding to an old voice that needs to be quiet. This is not your voice. It's a voice that you've experienced in the past that scared you. And that's, we were talking about that inner voice and that inner critic, right? And find that inner critic and tell it to F off, because it's not going to help you. And it's not your voice. That's not your voice saying it. It's somebody that has given that self-doubt to you. And think back to where that may have happened or who that person might have been. But just realize they were wrong. You rock, and you're going to do fine. Do what you love, and the money will follow. It's true for you. Yeah. And so what if they reject you? That's their loss, right? I remember this person I used to know. She was one of the most confident people I ever met. And she applied to a university. The one she chose and the one she picked. And I said, well, what if they don't accept you? And she said, well, that'd be their loss, wouldn't it? And you can adopt that attitude, because it's okay to feel confident, you know? Yeah, he says, Andy says, yeah, thank you. It is an old voice. Hunt that old voice down and tell it to clam up. And, be gone. You have no power here, as Glinda says, you know. Yeah. We've all been there, though, right? We've all been there. And,
Yeah, I like the saying that James Van Praagh had too about what you think of me is none of my business.
Yeah. Yeah. He means it too. Like what other people think of you is none of your business. You don't have to worry. Those are, you know, they can't give you, you can't, they can't have any power over you except for the power you give them. And just resolve, I give you no power. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You're going to be fine, Andy. Oh, Andy says, I'm trying to flip the script and allow myself to shine good and expand rather than contract, yes, and go back into the fear, doubt, worry that someone will reject me and that things won't work out. Very old script. Good reminder to stop playing those old stories.
Yeah.
Andy, I'm going to suggest to you that you find a copy of Wayne Dyer's very first book called Your Erroneous Zones. That book changed my life. I couldn't believe how I don't know what it is about the man. He's pure magic, and he's still helping us from the other side. But it's Your Erroneous Zones. It's a very simple book. It's like you can read it in a day, and he points out a lot of things that you're like, oh, I know that. I know that. That's obvious. So now try and find that. I think you can probably find it online as a PDF. But don't let those old voices scare you. Just, you know, I'm seeing the cowardly lion just standing up and, that scene, they're climbing up the wall and the lion goes, somebody pulled my tail. And the scarecrow goes, no, you're doing it yourself. And very often we're pulling our tail ourselves. We're the ones doing it to ourselves. But it can be overcome. I think we're all in a place that we've proven that to be true. Yeah. And Eddie says, I'll look into that book, getting rid of a lot of old stories for good this time. Absolutely. Yeah, you don't need to carry any garbage with you as you go into the future. Like, rid yourself of the old baggage. Thank you. Yeah, it's a lovely book, and I think you'll get a lot out of it. It's very simple, and I consider it like a starter book for the rest of his work, and one of my favorites. So I hope that helps, Andy. It's lovely to hear from you again. And, don't take any wooden nickels, right?
Right.
The world will try to... Oh, I just had this... I just remembered this really... It was like, I can't remember, Jack Handy, that guy from Saturday Night Live. And one of the things he said was, never be afraid to tell the world your dreams, because there's nothing the world loves better than the taste of a real sweet dream. So don't worry, there's people out there that just want to shoot you down. Excuse me, French. Oh, my goodness. I should have a mute button. But just, don't ever listen to any of the doubters. You know, very often it's jealousy. Very often it's error. You know, they're wanting you to slip up because they're afraid they're going to. But, and excuse me for that. I have no class. Okay. Thanks, Andy. I'm really glad you turned to us. We're very short of time. We've had one more caller. I don't know. Do you guys want to try and... them in?
I'm going to have to leave, but what do we have, 10 minutes, 5 minutes?
No, even less
Seven.
Than that, but anyway, we'll go quick. We're going to get cut off, so, 7
okay.
minutes. Hi there.
Hi.
Can you,
hi there, this
we'll
is Jumaya in Arizona. How are you?
Okay, hi. Good.
Hi. I wanted to add, I really liked Wayne Dyer's book, The Sky's the Limit. That was really transformative for me.
Yes. Yes, I agree. That's a wonderful book. I don't think he's written any bad books. So,
I know.
But no, that's a really good suggestion, Maya. Thank you for that.
Maya.
We don't have very long, but did you want to ask a quick question?
No, I'm just glad that there are people, light workers are still working out there. I'm a professional myself. I've been in the field for about 30 years. I just really like, you know, that there are other people who are still doing the work, you know?
Yeah.
Good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
I think you'll find that the light workers are, there's more of them now than there ever were, and because they're needed right now. And if you can shed that light, the more light, if everyone lights their light, and it'll hopefully
I agree.
Dispel darkness.
I feel like,
yeah.
I feel like
thank
we
you,
need
Maya.
More
that's
light
wonderful.
Workers.
Okay, hold on here. I'm just going to mute you, and we're going to just go quickly around the table.
Okay.
Linda, where can people find you?
You can find me on living.ai. My username is Lindero. You can get to my YouTube channel from there. You can find me on Spreaker, Linda Irwin channel, a variety of shows there. And on the Sacred Embers page where you can find everyone else.
Perfect. Tony.
Yeah, you can find me on all the social media accounts at Tony Jorgensen or at Tony the Good Witch at Wixsite.com, and then on Sacred Embers and Enter the Light. Thank you.
Excellent. Jessica.
Yes, you can find me on Facebook under Jessica Marie Tatro or on the Sacred Embers website. Thank you.
Perfect. I'm at Lynn Bleasdale, L. Bleasdale. Hello?
Yeah, you're here.
I'm hearing hearing a feedback or something. L. Bleasdale at wixsite.com/Lynn. You can find the whole crew at sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And we have a Sacred Embers page on Facebook. Enter the Light as well. So either pull in Sacred Embers or Enter the Light and you'll find all of us. You guys don't mind, I'm going to end this with Louie, because it just
okay.
Excuses him a little bit. Is that good?
Yes, that's perfect. Thank you.
Love you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
Oh, we're doing Star Seeds next week, so tune in. Linda's got some pretty good information on that.
I've seen trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue.
Playing.
It was playing. We broke it again.
That's the player, yeah. It's too bad. Oh, well. At least we didn't have too many tech problems.
Yep. Okay.
Wow. None of those
you
things
are
work. I was just trying
sunshine.
To play one of those pieces. That didn't work. I guess
well,
our audio is on strike today. But, anyway, we'll send you all love and light, and we'll be back next week with a talk about star seeds. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling, and we send you a big hug for the week ahead. Thanks, people.
Bye.